right, we've talked about it here for a while, you and I. If you go back to 2001, the Stellar Winds program, it rolled out as part of the Patriot Act, in effect, allowing the government to track you and I, to keep points of information to map you, if you will. You became the target. It's expanded ever since. You've got cameras everywhere, facial recognition everywhere. And then you see that they use data points to censor you. Then they block you out, and they associate all of this. There's a block of information on you and I and everybody. If you don't believe that, I'm sorry, you're not living in the real world. I mean, there just is. But then you go back and realize that COVID information and information about Hunter Biden and a host of other things were absolutely true. Not misinformation, not disinformation. Censored information is what it turned out to be. Mike Benz still with me, the director of the Foundation for Freedom Online. Mike, when you look at how they censor people, because during the break we talked about some of these folks, they consider themselves to be the janitors cleaning up garbage on the internet. Well, the fact of the matter is, they don't know what the garbage is or isn't. So we have these people making random decisions about content based on some predetermined narrative that too often turns out to be flat out wrong, right?
That's right. And you have universities, American universities, FFO, my foundation, has documented over 40 U.S. universities who have been onboarded into this federal program through the National Science Foundation in order to censor, as you mentioned, information that often turns out to be completely true. Now, you mentioned Stellar Winds. You know, there's another sort of national security state sort of era program, if you will, that I describe in the FFO report on this subject, which is back in the 1990s, there was a tremendous amount of federal funding that flowed to Silicon Valley companies. Actually, Google, before it became Google, when Sergey Brin and Larry Page got Stanford grants, it was through this program that was being administered by – it was a joint program being administered by the CIA and the NSA – teamed up with DARPA to identify what they called birds of a feather. And this birds of a feather program was run through something called the Massive Digital Data Program, MPP or MDDP. And what that was is it was a project to identify on the terrorism side political birds of a feather online. That is, after the internet was essentially privatized in 1991 and you had the World Wide Web and you had this proliferation of groups, political groups, using the internet, the National Security State wanted to be able to identify birds of a feather, politically speaking, in order to create an early warning radar system for political threats to essentially the American empire abroad. What we're seeing now is that entire apparatus of identifying birds of a feather and then being targeted by the National Security State,
yep,
literally being implemented on the homeland.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what Stellar Wind did. It was the first that I'm aware of. I'll say it's the first open use of the intelligence agencies to turn inward. Of course, the FBI and Hoover and those folks, they had their own devious workings with information and so forth. But on a mass scale, the Patriot Act allowed them to turn those intelligence agencies inward. You're exactly right. And so now you talk about this early warning radar system, if you will, for acts of terrorism. Well, now it's domestic terrorism. It's white supremacists. It's white nationalists. And let's be honest about this. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been discredited in my mind for 25 years, still cannot produce more than 10,000 Ku Klux Klan members in all of the United States. 340 million people, you can't find 10,000 members of the Klan. And other white supremacy groups are very small. It's not exactly like you have these white supremacists behind every tree. But they use this information. They pervert this information to give a narrative that this is this big threat that we have in America, right? I mean, this is all the manipulation of information, disinformation, real information, all thrown into a blender. And that's why people don't know what to believe anymore, Mike. They don't know what to believe.
Well, what's terrifying about this National Science Program, National Science Foundation program, to me, is that they don't even require terrorism as a pretext. I mean, obviously, the domestic terrorism threat was completely exaggerated, you know, it was basically non-existent when they created that as a, you know, as a term of art to be able to inflate a lot of these post January 6th measures. But because it was so empirically unvalidated, they've actually transitioned into a model that doesn't even require the allegation of domestic terrorism. Really, misinformation just means they think you have a wrong opinion. If you happen to think that mail-in ballots are not safe and reliable, the federal government is funding companies now like WiseDex and Course Correct and TrustFinder, this whole coterie. They're giving $6 million a pop to all of these projects to censor you just because of your opinion without even requiring any sort of domestic terrorism predicate. It's a lower standard than we used on foreign terrorists.
That's right. And it's remarkable because when you talk about mail-in ballots that have been banned in every single country in Europe, why? Because they're unreliable and they're unsafe and they're easy for fraud. Every single nation in Europe, some that used mail-in ballots don't have mail-in ballots at all. And they all require a photo ID, by the way. So when you sit here in America and say, hey, these don't work, you need photo ID, and you get censored for that, it is remarkable because it flies in the face of real-world experience in dozens of countries in Europe that are countries that vote, right? I'll give you the last word here.
Well, it's precisely because these things are so untenable on a factual grounds that they need to be censored so hard using artificial intelligence sentinels, if you will, who are just constantly sweeping the internet in order to map out your language patterns to stay ahead of what your thoughts are evolving to develop.
We have to figure out what the next step is to course correct. Unfortunately, Mike, we laid out the problem so well, we didn't course correct yet, but I'd love to have you back to do that.
Sounds great, Steve. Thanks.
Mike, thank you very much. There you have it. Straight up, what's really going on in the world? There's a pretty good idea. It fills in a lot of the gaps for you. Mike Benz, the director for the Foundation for Freedom Online. Look, the freedom of speech is under attack in this country, has been for a long time. They just got new tools now to make themselves more efficient at deleting you and what you have to say. Now you know. I'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.